All of these instructions point towards just sitting. It may seem like I'm asking you to do something, but there's literally nothing to do in this meditation. The meditation is the dropping of the doing and the doer. Sitting is just what is left when there is no more doing and no doer. There are many stages of absorption into this moment, into what is. With each stage of absorption into this moment, there's a dropping away of conditioned mind patterns. It's sometimes said that to realize samadhi, it's best to sit as if you will be sitting forever, without any sense of time, without a goal or destination, without thought. Don't turn this dropping off of mind and body into a goal. If you turn samadhi into a goal, it becomes an activity in the mind, or an unconscious identification. When you are awake here and now, what is realized is that primordial awareness was always present, and all stages of absorption in this moment are ultimately illusory. But until awakening is realized, the practice helps to make the limited self-structure more permeable to awareness. Let go of all preferences, pleasant and unpleasant sensations. Let go of any discrimination between this and that. Let go of any interest in thoughts whatsoever. Notice if your mind is fabricating an external world, a sense of things constructed by thoughts. Notice if you are retreating into inner emptiness and pushing away thoughts. Let go of both the inner and the outer worlds. Don't get caught in the outer world of name and form, and don't try to escape into emptiness. Let everything be exactly as it is, realizing the truth. It is the limited, dualistic mind that creates inner and outer. Witness the witness. Observe the observer. The observer is neither inner nor outer, but is aware of all. If you observe the observer and you see some thing, some object, then it is the false self, the false I. Keep inquiring into who or what is looking. Find out who or what you are beyond the mind and senses. Realize the self, which does not come and go. If it comes and goes, it is not the true self. If phenomena arises, be equanimous with it, unmoved, unshaken, inhabiting it fully. Be present with what is arising, fully conscious. Don't get distracted by what the eyes see. Recognize emptiness within all things. Recognize that by which seeing is possible. Don't get distracted by what the ears hear. Hear silence within all sound. Recognize sound as silence. Recognize that by which hearing is possible. Don't get distracted by what the body feels. Recognize stillness within the movement, within the field of change. Recognize stillness as movement, and movement as stillness. Emptiness dancing. Realize that by which feeling is possible. To see the luminous emptiness, to hear the music of silence, to feel the emptiness dancing. We simply experience this moment as it is, unmediated by a limited self. All is empty, unlimited awareness, dancing as energy, prana, or love. The truth is neither found through perception nor through non-perception. Let the entire universe be your mind. If the universe is your mind, then there is no other than mind. There is no you and nothing other than you. When mind is limited, it is the egoic self. When it is unlimited, it is your true nature. Meditation has no beginning and no end. It does not end when you get up from the cushion, if it's true meditation. If you have understood, not with the understanding of the limited mind, but with the heart's knowing, meditation is not something separate from life. Meditation is life.